So welcome to Ask the Ask Experts, the show where you can connect directly with the experts to get your questions answered live. So go ahead and put your questions into the chat and we will get to them as many as we can during this 30 minutes Ask the Expert session. So I'm Christian Brinkhoff and I'm very excited to be here and to talk about Windows 365, the topic that is very popular this week. And with me, I have Eric. So Eric, can you introduce yourself?
Hey, everyone. Eric Orman, I am a peer of Chris Chung. Ankur?
Hey, everyone. So good to be here. My name's Ankur. I'm also a peer to Chris Chung and Eric, and I work on the Windows 365 PM team. Jyoti?
Same here. I have the pleasure of working with all these great folks on the PM team for Windows 365.
Yeah, thanks for those great introductions, folks. So just to clarify it again, so we are all part of the Windows 365 engineering team, and the product just went GA yesterday, and it has been amazing how much like interest as well as positive reactions we received. And we really want to give you the inside scoop to ask questions in the chat right now to give the answers you need to either start deploying it, maybe you already did, and have some questions along the side. So feel free to ask whatever you have on your list. So let's start with the first question over here. And this is probably for you, Joydeep. Is it possible to manage Windows 365 business cloud PCs using Microsoft Endpoint Manager?
That's a great question. We have had that come up. I would say two things. It is technically not a blocked scenario in the sense that you can choose to enroll your business cloud PCs in MEM. However, we will be launching official support for that scenario after we have run through some engineering test cases to make sure that nothing breaks on the side. So today, if you want to enroll it, it should work fine. However, in our documentation, you will not see a mention of it simply because we have not completed our testing, which should complete in the next month or 2 months.
Thanks. Great answer. And I hope that helps you to understand what the differences are and if you can use it or not. But with Microsoft Endpoint Manager, we have some more perhaps questions on a specific topic as well. So stay tuned for that. Another question, and this one is perhaps for Ankur. Who is responsible for the operating system management level of the cloud PCs?
Thank you, Christian. For the operating system management of cloud PCs, a lot of it is done through Microsoft Endpoint Manager. So the IT admins will be responsible for that for the enterprise version of the product and for the business version of the product. Most of the management is done through Microsoft, but I'll let Joydeep add a little bit more onto the OS management specifically for the business offering.
Yeah, so for the business offering, our design brief was that it should be minimal management overhead. So most of the management capabilities for the business offering are actually available self-service for the end users through the end user portal. And we are working to expose the same kind of management functionality for the admins as well. Now, I will say that it is a very scoped down set of management capabilities. It just includes license assignment, unassignment, reset, resize, rename, things of that nature. And here is where enrolling DSS or enrolling Windows 365 business cloud PCs into MEM makes sense for certain use cases. But if you talk about the core product, the management capabilities are limited by design because we are doing gallery images and we're doing regular updates through Microsoft.
Yeah, that's a great answer. So just a follow-up question to that. Can I use my own custom images? And let me answer that question real quick. So as part of Windows 365 Enterprise, you have two options regarding images. So you can go down the road of using custom images. So we support that too. So if you have an existing environment, and you have an image that you created or use any technology that you use to build that image from scratch, we support that too. However, what we recommend as part of Windows 365 is that you use one of the images that we created for customers. meaning that we will populate two different images based on different versions of Windows 10 Enterprise inside the Microsoft Endpoint Manager console under devices and provisioning, where you see Windows 365, you can create a provisioning policy. And in there, you can select the images like custom images, as well as the images that we created as part of the service. Meaning we have an image with M365 apps and Teams pre-installed, as well as all the configuration items you need to have like OneDrive working out of the box, Edge working out of the box, as well as Office works out of the box, LogsOn, Outlook LogsOn automatically. We really wanted to streamline that out-of-the-box experience for all the other Microsoft 365 cloud services. And what we recommend, if you have any line of business apps or other like agents or customizations that you want to bring into that image, is that you use Microsoft Endpoint Manager to layer on those applications on top after the provisioning process of Cloud PC. So that's what we recommend. We have another image as well, which is optimized for like lightweight like use cases. So think about the license that we have, the 1 core, 2 gigs of RAM machine, the Cloud PC. We have a specific image for that that is using a lighter version of Windows 10. So it consumes less resources and therefore you can use it more efficiently. So that are the two images that we created and we recommend to use. But as I said, custom images are supported too. Within the Windows 365 business product, we support only the images that we created. So no customizations as part of an image is possible. However, the images that are being used as part of the licenses are automatically being configured, meaning that if you spin up a Cloud PC in Windows 365 business and you use the 2 core, 4 gigs of RAM license, you will get as well the optimizations for M365 apps and Microsoft Teams pre-installed, just like Enterprise. So I hope that answers that question. Anything from the team to add to that?
Christian, there was a kind of a follow-up question to that that we can, I think, quickly answer, is that if a customer is using custom images, who is on the hook for maintaining the updates, et cetera? And I think the answer to that is, if you bring in the custom images into our enterprise product, what Microsoft takes responsibility for is making sure that that custom image is available in all your regions, et cetera. However, from the moment you input it and use it as part of your provisioning policies, from that point on, all the image management actions need to be taken by you as the admin for your Cloud PCs. And this answer is contained for the enterprise version.
Exactly. Great add, Jurdeep. Eric, anything to add?
Eric, please.
Yeah, I think from a perspective of if you're an existing NEM administrator, or if you're a desktop VDI admin, kind of two different constructs here. And I wanted to kind of pick these apart. For the typical MEM administrator, you can think of provisioning Cloud PC very similar to the autopilot, where when you purchase a new Surface device or something, you always request from the OEM a vanilla image. And then as you bring that device in, you boot it up, you sign in, and it goes through the autopilot process. We transform that device by layering on application settings, profiles, and configurations. Think of that exact same process in the Cloud PC provisioning, where you would use that gallery image, which is cloud optimized. We've done all the settings and configurations. M365 apps is built into it, and you simply select that. And then you're layering on all of those settings and configurations just like you would a physical Windows 10 endpoint, except this endpoint is running in Azure. So think about the exact same workflows. Think about custom images the same as you would gallery images in the construct of autopilot in that sense. And when those devices come online and they're running and you're using them, then you're using your standard Windows Update for Business settings that you would on your physical Windows 10 endpoints on your Cloud PC endpoint. So, you know, whether you're doing maintenance window or automatic maintenance, you know, business hours, forcing deadlines, all of those same Windows Update for Business settings that you're deploying through MEM apply to your Cloud PCs. So Cloud PC, fundamentally, think of it as just another type of a Windows 10 endpoint. It's not a physical endpoint, but it's a cloud PC Windows 10 endpoint. So the same type of management that you do on a physical Windows 10 endpoint, think of doing that exactly the same on a cloud PC.
Yeah, and just to add to that, we introduced ourselves, of course, but just to add some extra context here, like Eric is coming from the RDS team, Joydeep as well, myself, I'm coming from like VDI technologies back in the days, back with like
the
all those.
Team.
Yeah, what with, yeah, from the MEN team and the RDS team and all the products around that. And we really want to take that extra step in simplifying that complete like management process and the deployment. So we really know what those triggers were and still are for some businesses. So we want to solve them for our customers. So,
and on that point about simplification, I'm just going to do a shameless little plug for Windows 365 for Business. So the whole philosophy of Windows 365 Business is that for certain use cases that we have heard from our customers, you don't need the management layer. If your use case fits that, then Windows 365 for Business is the right product for you, whereby you don't have the MEM capabilities and you don't have all that, but maybe your use case is standardized enough and contained enough that a standard Windows 10 machine with an updated image and with Windows updates for Business just does the trick. So if you think about Business versus Enterprise, there is a big, big chunk of value that comes from managing your cloud PCs through MEM. For many of our enterprise customers, that will be exactly what is the right product. However, we also recognize that there is a separate set of customers who do not require very sophisticated management capabilities. And for those customers, Business is kind of the way to go. I do see a lot of questions around the graphics and video performance capabilities. Christian, why don't you start us off with an overview of that space?
Yeah, let's do that. But first, acknowledge one of the questions that was like longer on the waiting list here. So one of the questions is Windows 365 available for all customers? The easy answer to that is yes, it is. So any customer that has for the enterprise product, one of the prerequisites in terms of the licenses ready, they can directly start with it. If you want to use the Windows 365 Business version, you can go and directly start with it because there are really no real prerequisites. There are some minor ones that you can find on our documentation, but anything to add to that, Jordi?
Yeah, I think if the intent of the question was that is Windows 365 available for consumers, the answer is slightly different. At this point, this is a business and enterprise focused offering. However, we want to ensure everybody, assure everybody in the audience that we are seriously thinking about a consumer offering. So, Andres, if your question was around consumer, then listen to me. Otherwise, listen to what Brinkhoff just mentioned.
Thanks, Jordi.
I do have feedback on that. Hey, Christian, this might be a good time to post the link to Windows 365 feedback, because if you want to make that request, I think it's already out on the feedback site. You could upvote it in terms of popularity. So there we go, aka.ms/Windows 365 feedback, and that'll take you to the feedback site.
Just for more context, this feedback and the upvoting is directly tied to our engineering prioritization process. So we take this very, very seriously. So guys, if you want to see a feature in Cloud PC, Windows 365, just keep on upvoting.
Exactly. Go to aka.ms/W365feedback today and provide either new feedback or vote like existing feedback to a higher rank to put it on the radar of us, the Windows 365 engineering team. So let's move forward to the next question. I'm on Windows 365 on a trial and I want to move to a data center more close by. So for example, starting on the West Coast and I want to be on the East Coast. What can I do here? Ankur, why do you start with this?
So at the moment, the way Windows 365 Cloud PCs are configured is that we host the VMs on behalf of the customer themselves. So you just have to be able to bring your VNet and move it to the data center, to the subscription or region of your choosing, and that corresponds to the Azure region in which you're setting up your VM, your VNet. And then through a process called VNet injection, we will connect to that and then host the Cloud PCs for Windows 365 on your behalf. So it should be a fairly simple process if that was the spirit in which the question was asked. Eric, Joydeep, feel free to add anything that I may have missed there.
Yeah, I'll just add, everything that Ankur said is absolutely correct. The way in which you specify the region, and my answer right now is for the enterprise product. The way in which you specify the region and tell us which region to kind of go in is through the VNet, but it is contained in an object called the on-premises network connection. When you specify an on-premises network connection, what we do is not only make sure that we can provision you in that region, we also make sure that all your other connections work and your Azure AD to AD works and all that. That on-premises network connection is referred in your provisioning policy, and the provisioning policy is targeted to a group of users. So the group of users you want in, say, West US 2, right? You should target them with a provisioning policy that has the right on-premises network connection configured within it. There are like three or four concepts there, and our mechanics videos and Christian's write-up on getting started with Windows 365 Enterprise should be good sources, and we would like to have those links shared in chat also. That'll give you more detail there. The answer is slightly different if you talk about the business product. Within the business product, at this point, we do not adhere to a specific region, and that is because we adhere to the Microsoft 365 geo-based location concept for your data. So we will read back whatever the Microsoft 365 geo is that is specified by your billing address for your Microsoft 365 tenant, and make sure we provision within that geo, not a specific region.
Go ahead, Eric.
So I wanted to kind of pick apart some of the more technical aspects of the enterprise solution versus the business. And this will draw some clarity as I'm kind of looking through the various questions. In the enterprise scenario, your cloud PCs will be hybrid Azure AD joined. So in this scenario, the VNet that you choose in Azure must have line of sight domain connectivity, because those cloud PCs will be domain joined. They'll have a cloud identity associated with them because they'll be hybrid Azure AD joined. So that's the enterprise scenario. When we talk about the business scenario, those cloud PCs will be directly Azure domain joined. So that adds some more technical understanding in terms of what Joydeep was talking about earlier.
Yeah, so I think we can pull in the short links for both the enterprise and business getting started guides. So we recently released those. So for the enterprise version, you have to go to ak.mesh/deploy-cpc. So you can find that link underneath here as well in a minute. And for the business version, the Windows 365 business product, you have to go to ak.mesh/deploy-cpc. Business. So just add business to it, and it will get you through to that page. And that page as well, and that's, by the way, a tech community blog, lists the differences between enterprise and business. So it's a very common question that is being asked, and perhaps by you guys as well in the chat. So you get the answer to that as well on this blog article. So let's move forward. One question: will there be a GPU hardware off? Will there be like a GPU enabled, license and SKU in the future for Windows 365? So I can take that one, because I'm one of the PMs leading this effort as part of the team. So we are currently going out with five different compute specific licenses, as you might have seen. So one for 1 core, 2 gigs of RAM, 2 cores, 4 gigs of RAM, 2 core, 8 gigs of RAM and as well 4 core, 16 gigs of RAM and as well 8 cores and 32 gigs of RAM. So that's the broad set that we will have ready today for you to serve for like all kinds of use cases from frontline worker to like developer kind of scenarios where you need like Visual Studio and Power BI and any hardcore, more like resource intensive kind of applications that require a higher resource intense cloud PC. However, we as well work currently on bringing GPU SKUs in the product, meaning that you can use a GPU-enabled cloud PC that enables you for using Photoshop or AutoCAD kind of applications. So they will come very soon. So we are working hard and testing it internally, and we will have them ready inside the product for you as soon as possible. So stay tuned for that. And if you have any feedback on the size, which vendor and such, feel free to go to that feedback page that we shared earlier to provide your feedback on that so we can help you in addressing those as in the product. So let's move forward to the next question here. So is there a specific offering for students? Who wants to pick that question?
I can go ahead on that one. I think I'll answer this question in a couple of ways. Is there a specific offering for students? Windows 365 as a product is available to businesses of size one person to large enterprises with thousands of employees. So in this case specifically, if you're talking, if an end consumer is a student can purchase one, I'll refer you to the response from before that we are currently working on a consumer focused offering for Windows 365 themselves. In terms of if students can still use them, if the IT department of the educational institution to which the student is affiliated chooses to buy a Windows 365 license, of course, students can use their own user accounts and then be provisioned a cloud PC, whether that is directly to them or part of a computer laboratory in the institution. They can use cloud PCs to perform whatever actions and projects that they need to. The specific SKU that would be assigned to a particular student, whether it's the 1V CPU with 64 gigs of storage or the 8V CPU with 128 or 512 gigs of storage, will depend on what the IT admin of the institution has provisioned for that particular student. So they, in that sense, will not have a say on the exact configurations of the PC that's given to them. Joydeep, Eric, any additions?
Yeah, I'll answer the question in a slightly different way. So if you have M365A3, that is the baseline licensing that you need in order to do basically the enterprise scenario. That comes with MEM, that comes with Azure AD, that comes with M365 apps. And of course, the A3 license is either faculty or it's student-based. Irregardless of that, A3 is the base license. And then you purchase the cloud PC license on top of that. And it all depends upon, you know, what type of cloud PC size that Christian was talking about, whether one core, two core, four core, and the size and disk. So M365 A3 is the base license that you need. And again, you purchase the cloud PC license as an additional add-on to that.
And just one last point on that is that currently Windows 365 does not have an education focused offer. We believe that all the education use cases that we have come across will be well served by either the enterprise offer or the business offer. If you believe that there are certain use cases very unique to education that we should build for, I will refer you back to the feedback form. Please give us that feedback. Tell us what exactly it is that you're looking to do or your educational institution is looking to do, and we will take that feedback seriously, triage it, see if we can build it into the product or release something else to suit your needs.
Thanks, Jardeep. Let's switch gears and go a little bit like into the security section. So one of the questions is, what about data security required to use it, and what is required to purchase on top to make it more secure and such. So Ankur, I think you're the great person to elaborate on this.
Yeah, so in terms of data security, I'll cover two or three things. The first one is encryption. All Windows 365 disks that are created are are secured by server-side encryption with Microsoft managed keys for now, and the data is encrypted in transit as well. So we already out of the box for any SKU that you purchase as part of Windows 365 for Business or Windows 365 for Enterprise will have encryption out of the box built in to support your data security needs. On top of that, we've discussed this a little bit before, is that Windows 365 cloud PCs can be managed and secured exactly like how, as an IT or security admin, you would secure any other physical device in your company's estate. So you can apply Windows 365 specific security baselines to your cloud PCs through Microsoft Endpoint Manager to make sure that they are secured, and we already give you a template of the settings that we think will be best suited for a Windows 365 endpoint. You can also apply Endpoint Analytics as well as Microsoft Defender for endpoint policies to your Windows 365 cloud PCs to make sure that you have any organizational security needs already captured. The last bit is in terms of data security and residency, because the country in which you're in and specific regional or industrial laws may apply to that. I won't go into a very detailed answer on that right now. I'll refer you to the M365 Trust Center as well as our official documentation, where details upon data residency requirements can be captured in a lot more detail than can be covered even in the full 30 minutes of this call.
Thanks, Ankur. And one thing I want to emphasize here, and that is, I think, really powerful about like Windows 365, is that all the data that you access inside your cloud PC is streamed over the network. So there's no data that goes to your endpoint and such. So it's a very consolidated experience. So your data is not leaving that cloud PC, and that makes it very highly secure. And adding like conditional access, just like you currently use, and make like access to the cloud PC only available for compliant devices, that makes it even stronger. So yeah, feel free to try it out and test it yourself, but it would look like very familiar as you currently use for other Microsoft 365 products. So I see we have three more minutes left. Let's focus a little bit about like existing on-prem environments and Configuration Manager, for example. So this question is for you, Eric. Will Windows 365 be available for Config Manager, so MECM as well?
So Config Manager can manage cloud PC endpoints. Of course, it needs to be in a co-management scenario where the device, the cloud PC, is both managed by MEM, Intune, and also Config Manager. So co-management is a required configuration if you want to have Config Manager on that cloud PC agent. Summarizes that one.
Yeah, great answer, Eric. Thanks. Just one other question here. Do we need to configure one provisioning policy per cloud PC? Do I have to assign multiple licenses for a single user to scale up and down a virtual machine? Let's first do the first question and then see if we have time for the other one. Do we need to configure one provisioning policy per one cloud PC specific type? I think, Joydeep, let's take this one.
Yeah. Think about the provisioning policy as a bag of properties defined for a group of users. The whole idea behind creating a provision policy construct is so that you don't have to configure your cloud PC for every individual users. If, say, you have 100 accountants that you need to give cloud PCs for, the way to do it in Windows 365 Enterprise is choose your on-prem network connection, choose your image, put all those in a provisioning policy, and then just choose the Azure AD group to whom you want to provision these cloud PCs. And that's it, you're done. Based on the license that you have assigned to each of these 100 accountants, they will get a cloud PC. So the answer to whether you need to have a provisioning policy for each user, the answer is categorically no. You might choose to do it if your use cases are so unique that every user needs a different kind of cloud PC. Hopefully that answers it.
Thanks, Jardeep. And just in time to share one more thing before we close off. I just did like a Microsoft Mechanics video exactly about those kind of specific questions and explain those theoretically and technically as well in a Microsoft Mechanics video. The link is below here. So aka.me/Windows W365Mechanics. So go ahead and take that as an action point out of this this great Ask the Expert session today.
So and keep the feedback coming.
Exactly. And with that, we'd like to thank all the speakers here, my team members to participate. So thank you all, and go try Windows 365.